From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. Commander of Operation Inherent Resolve, Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend, said Wednesday the operation to retake the Syrian city of Raqqa from Islamic State poses tough political and security challenges and could take longer than the ongoing assault on Mosul in Iraq.
The ultimate liberation of Raqqa will probably take longer than Mosul, would be my guess. We're planning to do it in stages, to isolate Raqqa first, followed by an eventual seizure to liberate Raqqa. But it's probably fair to say, with the complexity and the fact that we haven't really got it underway yet, that it'll probably take longer than Mosul.
Townsend said Kurdish rebels known as the YPG and elements of the Syrian Democratic Forces could eventually be a major part of the Raqqa offensive. He said talks with Turkey or targeting Kurdish fighters are underway. Meanwhile, at the UN Wednesday, the World Body's Humanitarian Chief Stephen O'Brien told the Security Council the eastern part of the Syrian city of Aleppo has essentially become a killing zone, with thousands killed or wounded in the past month, and he had a message for Russia.
At the very minimum, I call upon all council members who have operational military assets in Syria to take concrete steps to halt the aerial bombardment of civilian areas in order to deliver on your existing international obligations and, above all, to protect civilians and to allow us to deliver humanitarian assistance to those in need.
Russia's ambassador expressed outrage, pointing to Moscow's humanitarian pause last week. Burundi has reportedly informed the UN of its plans to withdraw from the Hague-based International Criminal Court, joining South Africa in its stated intention of leaving. Tuesday, the Gambia became the latest country in Africa to announce its intention to pull out. African states have complained the ICC is biased and prosecutes too many Africans. This is VOA News. Belgian officials failed Wednesday to reach an understanding to clear the way for the signing of a free trade pact with Canada and the European Union. It appears a signing ceremony scheduled Thursday will be delayed. Oliver Pasch is minister president of the German-speaking Wallonia region of Belgium that is balking at the pact.
We need clarifications on some chapters of the treaty and of the declarations of the European Commission. So this night we will analyze some of texts and we will see tomorrow if it's possible to find an agreement.
The trade deal, 7 years in the making, must be approved by all EU members, including all regions of Belgium. But Wallonia has expressed reservations about agricultural imports and the PAC's dispute settlement system. The U.S. Wednesday said it carried out strikes in Afghanistan Sunday, targeting two of al-Qaeda's most senior leaders. The results are still being assessed in strikes that targeted Farouk al-Qahtani and Bilal al-Utabi. Meanwhile, the Pentagon announced five members of the al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula were killed last week in Yemen. The two main U.S. presidential candidates pressed their case to the voters in states viewed as key to election victory November 8. Democrat Hillary Clinton marking her 69th birthday Wednesday in Florida with a campaign stop in Tampa.
So when you go to the polls, vote to grow the economy, more jobs with rising incomes. Vote to make the economy fairer.
Her Republican rival Donald Trump, ending a 3-day swing through Florida, moved on to North Carolina, where he reached out again to African-American voters, a traditional Democratic voting bloc. French authorities declared the refugee camp known as the Jungle near the French port city Calais empty Wednesday. Parts of the squalid camp went up in flames by some of the departing migrants, with thousands of residents from Africa and South Asia relocated elsewhere in France. Once again, South African police clashed with student protesters, this time outside South Africa's parliament. The protesters timed the demonstration as the country's finance minister unveiled a midterm budget. They're demanding free university education. Israel has recalled its ambassador to the UN cultural agency UNESCO after its World Heritage Committee Wednesday approved a new resolution on the old city of Jerusalem, referring to the Temple Mount only by its Arab name. Israel, which has suspended involvement in UNESCO, called the resolution one-sided and inflammatory. In professional baseball action, the best-of-seven World Series between the Cleveland Indians and American League, the National League champion Chicago Cubs moves to Chicago for Game 3 after the Cubs even the series at one game apiece with a 5-1 victory Wednesday night. The Indians won Tuesday's game 6-0. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.